This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Research Service says a new study has discovered a path forward to halting the citrus greening epidemic. The research is inching closer to helping scientists understand how to block citrus greening from infecting citrus trees. The disease infects citrus trees through bacteria carried by tiny insects. Researchers have found that young insects appear to be resistant to the bacteria, which needs to pass through the insect's intestines to multiply. The next step will be to identify the mechanism for the resistance in the insects so that it might be manipulated to also halt the spread of the bacteria by the adult insects. Researchers say further studies will help in developing ways to block transmission of the disease by insects in citrus groves. If the research pans out, citrus growers will be in a much better situation in terms of disease control, potentially saving the U.S. citrus industry. There's much more to learn, but researchers add that the more they learn, the closer the U.S. will get to moving citrus production past the threat of citrus greening. The department also announced up to $8.4 million in available funding for training and technical assistance for socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers. The funding through USDA's Office of Partnerships and Public Engagement was originally authorized by the Food, Agriculture, Conservation, and Trade Act of 1990. The USDA says the grants seek to enhance the participation of socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers in USDA resources and programs, such as Farm Service Agency loans or grants through the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program. Projects may focus on conferences, training sessions, educational materials, or new programs to help those farmers thrive and succeed. Eligible applicants include community-based organizations, institutions of higher education, and others. Well, in other news, warmer weather doesn't usually make us think about heating our homes, but it's actually a good time to plan ahead. CHS Energy Specialist Zach Lancaster says the co-op has several pricing options to choose from, and they can service just about anyone who has a need for propane.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for us and our patrons to capitalize on, like we talked earlier, you don't think propane when you think of CHS normally, but it's actually a really big business for us, and we do a really good job at it, I think. So mainly just want to let everyone out there know that we do offer competitive pricing. We do pretty much anything that other propane companies can do, and we offer a lot of programs that they may not offer, but just trying to get the name out there that we do sell propane, and we do a really good job at it.
And you have a big coverage area. You're not just limited to one county or a few towns. Zach, talk to us about all the people that you can service.
Absolutely, absolutely. We go anywhere from, say, Springfield to Pocahontas. We've got a place here in Louder. We've got one in Pocahontas, Carrollton, Greenfield. So you're looking at a huge service area that we can pull propane from and to service our customers, and also that helps with a competitive advantage for us on price as well.
And you work with farmers, you work with just homeowners. You know, you've got a big a big range of customers.
Right, exactly, and that's what's really nice about my job is I get to work with farmers, and I also get to work with people that aren't farmers, and it helps me kind of expand my horizons, and I get to kind of work with everyone and see everyone's point of view. And I really enjoy that part of it. But yeah, we work farmers, we work, residential, anyone that has propane, whether it be a grain dryer or just something for your shop, we help and work with every day. So.
And as you said, it's warming up, it's springtime, so not the busiest time of year for you. I guess that's busy season is probably pretty much over, but did things go pretty smoothly during that cold weather and when you were filling up grain dryers?
Yeah, we definitely kept our guy busy on keeping stuff this winter. Man, it was a pretty brutal winter, and we did a good job. I mean, our drivers are pretty wore out. I probably owe them a nice steak dinner, come this spring when it warms up a little bit. But, man, they do a good job. We got a good group of people that work for us, and they kept us busy this winter. But I'll tell you what, you know, this time of year people don't think about propane. It's warm enough, the last thing you're thinking about is heating your house. And to be honest with you, that's my job, is to worry about that. So every day I come to work and try to get people the best pricing I can for so they can support their family in the best way. And that's what means a lot to me.
Well, that sounds great, Zach. And whether it's a homeowner or a farmer, if someone hasn't done business with you before but would like more information or are interested, what are the steps that they need to take to find out more?
Yeah, so the best way is you can either call me on my cell phone. My number is 217-473-4592. Or you can call our Greenfield office at 217-368-2422. 5-8.
All right, Zach, sounds good. Sounds like CHS has a lot of things that they can offer to provide customers with propane. I know we don't want to talk about the propane market, but would you like to make any comments about it, whether we think price is going to go up or down, or comments about where we're at today?
Well, you know, it's we're coming into summer fill, and I think that's going to be the best option for everyone at this point, depending on where your tank is level-wise, you know. But I'll tell you, we've got some other programs to kind of combat that bad timing of year that can help people and not have to worry about it throughout the year. And I'd be willing and love to talk to anyone about any of those programs. I think we have a lot to offer there.
Zach Lancaster, Certified Energy Specialist for CHS. A friendly reminder that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is still accepting orders for their spring fish sale. Pre-orders are due by March 30th, and pickup for the sale is planned for Wednesday, April 4th at 8 a.m. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. Order forms can be found online at montswcd.com. or by calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. Again, fish order deadline for Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is March 30th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.